when you're in school, you eat each of the schools?
No.
A big library that you mentioned?
Well, many of the schools have a big library. We had a small library over at high school when we built that building over there. But we got our books from the Carnegie Library. We got them from the library.
Do they have a Carnegie Library here in Selma?
They have a Carnegie Library in Selma.
Yeah, they have one in Montgomery too.
Well, yeah, and that Carnegie Building is the play business now. Well, ours, the county's moved into it. The county's education department is in our Carnegie Library building. It was a Carnegie Library. Now it's the Selma and Dallas County Public Library, and it's a new building, new way it is up on Broad Street. It's real pretty, real pretty.
Will, they talked about the house you grew up in. Did you have space up above the roof?
Attic, we didn't. We didn't have any space up in there. We could store anything. We didn't have any entrances to it.
Did you have storage outside?
Outside,
store things in the barn, or you had a special house?
No, we had plenty of storage space in the house. We had closets in the house. And we had wardrobes and things like that. We had chests of drawers. We had several chests. And cedar chests, things like that.
Father has an old cedar chest, first piece of furniture he bought after he and my mother were married.
I have a cedar chest right back there, back of that sofa. And that the things that I put in here, I used to put in my trunk. I have that big old trunk in there that I went to Brunel in. And I checked, I brought that trunk home with me every Christmas. When I came home for Christmas, I brought that trunk. The only time I left that trunk at school when I wasn't there was 2 years that I came home for spring holidays. My freshman year, I went to Brunel in the fall and stayed until Christmas. And then I went back after Christmas and stayed until school was out in the spring. I didn't get home. My aunt came up there and let me go to opera with them in Atlanta. My mother's sister and my father's sister used to go to Atlanta to see the Metropolitan Opera. They'd come to Atlanta for a week in the spring. And I went down there on the weekend and went to opera with them. So I did see somebody from home. And in the fall, the first fall, my mother and father and the older sister came up there and visited while I was in, well, I'd been up there a couple months. They came up there in November. But the rest of the time, I just stayed at school. I'd go to Atlanta and visit friends who lived in Atlanta.
How far was Atlanta?
60 miles, rode the train, those fast trains back and forth, southern, to Washington. But we'd ride and see Gainesville to. I'd get on a train here in the afternoon, go to Montgomery. That was western of Alabama. And I'd go to Montgomery and catch a train out of there, Atlanta and West Point. And the Pullman would be switched in Atlanta and picked up by a train going through. They got to Gainesville about 8:30 or 9 o'clock the next morning. And that's the way I went to school, back and forth, the whole 4 years I was there. And they checked my trunk, see. And that big old trunk in there, I'll let you take another look at it. And then when I got a job and went off to teach school, I bought that wardrobe trunk that's in there. And I keep things in it, not much of any, well, I keep my wardrobe pajamas in that trunk. And I store stuff in there. And it's supposed to be fireproof. And when I leave here to go off in the summertime, I may not get to go this time, but I'm going to hope I am. I can lock that trunk, see, and it's supposed to be fireproof, and I put all anything that I have of any value in there, like my income tax returns and things like that. And, that we had trunks that we put things. Those are, one of those is a cedar chest back there that I have all that stuff on.